By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Democratic Party formally made Joe Biden its presidential nominee Tuesday night, and Biden's wife, Jill Biden, made a personal pitch to voters to support her husband, saying the U.S. needs leadership worthy of the country. Jill Biden also said her husband can bring the country together and move it forward. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a prominent Republican, said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Former President Bill Clinton doled out stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus as he made a case for voters to pick Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris in the November election. Former President Jimmy Carter also delivered remarks Tuesday calling on the nation to opt for a Biden presidency. Vice presidential candidate Harris speaks Wednesday night, and Biden accepts the nomination on Thursday. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, Mr. Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, voanews.com. A developing story out of Africa. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita announced his immediate resignation late Tuesday on state television, hours after mutinous soldiers fired shots to the air outside his home before detaining him and the prime minister. The dramatic development comes after several months of regular demonstrations calling for Keita to step down from power 3 years before his final term was due to end. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy promising that mail-in ballots here in the U.S. in the November presidential election will be delivered on time. DeJoy suspended all cost-cutting measures at the agency until after the election. The Democrats claim would possibly keep millions of votes from being sent to election officials to be counted. DeJoy, a wealthy campaign donor to President Trump, appointed to head the U.S. Postal Service, said that cost-cutting measures he has undertaken at the deficit-ridden agency will be put on hold until after Election Day, in his words, to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail. Trump has claimed, without evidence, that massive mail ballot schemes will lead to widespread fraud and rigged elections against him. House Democrats say they plan to vote in an unusual Saturday session on an extra $25 billion in funding for the postal agency and to limit changes they contend would inhibit the processing of mailed-in ballots. Senate Republicans this week are expected to introduce coronavirus relief legislation that will include billions for the Postal Service. Well, a bipartisan investigation into Russian efforts to influence the outcome of the 2016 U.S. presidential election found that Moscow successfully used a complex web of operatives and active measures to ensnare members of President Trump's campaign, in some cases leaving the incoming administration open to manipulation. The report concluded, among other things, that Trump's 2016 campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, posed a grave counterintelligence threat because of his dealings with people close to the Kremlin. Manafort was convicted of tax and bank fraud charges during a separate investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller. He was released from prison early this year. The Senate committee report also found the FBI's investigation of the Russian meddling in the election was flawed. Firefighters in Brazil say strong winds and hot, dry weather making it difficult to battle thousands of blazes burning in the Pantanal, world's largest wetland area. Brazil's National Institute of Space Research said it spotted more than 3,000 fires in the first 2 weeks of August, five times as many as the same period last year. Experts are blaming the fires in part to higher than average temperatures and below average rainfall since mid-July. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.